Helen Hill is a native of Columbia, South Carolina, and a temporarily displaced person because of Hurricane Katrina, and she's a filmmaker and a home movie maker and a celluloid lover and artist. She's brought us a little sampling. We seem to have a water theme going, so Helen Hill, please.
Hello. So I'm here as an independent filmmaker who's recently had to figure out a DIY, a do-it-yourself style of film restoration. I grew up here, but we were living in New Orleans because I loved New Orleans, and we have a baby son and a pet pig, so we figured we should go ahead and be safe and evacuate from New Orleans. So we evacuated, and then a month later, I was finally able to return to the house, and I'd spent a month thinking that everything was lost because we knew that Mid-City had flooded. So I was just glad to go and be able to salvage maybe 10% of our belongings and to figure out what to do with everything. It was a strange place, the house, because that the floodwaters were just filthy and strange, and clothes looked like they were tie-dyed, and then I had this book animation studies, this library, and it was so bloated and swollen that I had to throw away all the books, but I got them all out, and there were four little frogs behind them on the bookshelf, alive, that had come in with the water and were only able to escape when I got the books out, and they were fine. So it was a strange place. But there I was. Oh, and also Bill Morrison, he's showing his latest next, but I had a VHS. I wasn't too worried about my VHS animation and films. But there was his VHS copy of Decasia, and I was throwing away all the VHSs thinking, oh, these are replaceable and they're filthy. And his was just filthy, just coated with mold and dirt, just in the water, just awful, gross. But my husband, Paul, he insisted that I save it for Bill Morrison as a souvenir, so I was able to give it to him. Here. So I had these films, and I thought, what to do? What do I do with these films? And if you read a little bit of research on the internet, it says within 48 hours, get them to a lab, you know, as quick as you can, send them to a lab. I actually did send them to a small lab in Virginia, and they were rejected. They were sent back to me with a note. I'd sent the Super 8 reels, which were the hardest hit, and they were sent back with a note that said, "We're sorry, Helen, your films are beyond restoration." And so I figured at that point I just had to do it myself, or I figured I'd give it a go. And I got in touch with Larry Urbanski, and he sent me Film Rewinds and Film Renew, the chemical. So I set it up in my basement, and I've just been cleaning the films by hand. I've just given them an initial cleaning, and you're going to see 4 minutes of it here. I've just given them an initial cleaning. I can go back and clean more stuff off, but you're going to see 4 minutes of this, and it's all, actually, I still do animation, but I shoot I still use Super 8 for home movies, and so it's actually all home movies that were shot within the last 5 years, but have aged prematurely with the floodwaters, and they've been optically printed up to 16 millimeter, so you're seeing the blow-up, and this is just a sampling. The first few seconds is actually just the mold. When I unroll the films, about a quarter to a third of the film is unrecognizable. I can't tell at first what film it is even, because there's just this mold, which is nice. It is pretty to see. So you'll see a few seconds of that, and then just excerpts of home movies. So a few of them are slowed down. A few of them aren't. It's, Plus X, Tri X, Kodachrome, Ektachrome, Super 8 movies. My son, the baby, he was only 10 months old when the hurricane came, so whenever you see a baby, the film is definitely less than, the film is very new. But luckily I'm an experimental filmmaker, so I can use these images in future films. And it's thank you for letting me come and talk. Thank you, Dan Strievel. And it's amazing, it's really serendipitous that I should be in Columbia, and here's the Orphans Film Symposium, because there's Russ at Color Lab, Kara Von Malson, Bill Brand, they've all given me these experts on, and with Larry Urbanski, I've been able to figure out a method that works, even for an independent filmmaker with not much money to do it with. So that's been really lucky. So thank you.